Topic 116. Money. 1. The love of money is the root of all evil. This throws us back on the fundamental weakness of humanity, the quality of desire. Of this, money is the result and the symbol. Desire demands the satisfaction of sensed need, the desire for goods and possessions, the desire for material comfort, for the acquisition and accumulation of things, the desire for power and the supremacy which money alone can give. This desire controls and dominates human thinking. It is the keynote of our modern civilization. It is also the octopus which is slowly strangling human life, enterprise, and decency. It is the millstone around the neck of mankind. There are, however, large numbers of people whose lives are not dominated by the love of money, and who can normally think in terms of the higher values. They are the hope of the future, but are individually imprisoned in the system which spiritually must end. Though they do not love money, they need it and must have it. The tentacles of the business world surround them. They too must work and earn the wherewithal to live. The work they seek to do to aid humanity cannot be done without the required funds. From the Problems of Humanity, pages 79 through 80. 2. The aspirant has an application of the occult value of money in service. He seeks nothing for himself, save that which may equip him for the work to be done, and he looks upon money and that which money can purchase as something which is to be used for others and as a means to bring about the fruition of the master's plans as he senses those plans. Only he who desires nothing for himself can be a recipient of financial bounty and a dispenser of the riches of the universe. In other cases where riches increase, they bring nothing with them but sorrow and distress, discontent and misuse. From Initiation Human and Solar, page 79, and from A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, page 866. 3. In the New Age which is upon us, prior to the return of the Christ, the demand for financial support must be for the bringing about of right human relations and goodwill, and not for the growth of any particular organization. The organizations so demanding must work with the minimum of overhead and central plant, and the workers for the minimum, yet reasonable, salary. From The Reappearance of the Christ, page 179, and from The Externalization of the Hierarchy, page 630. 4. Remember that money is the consolidation of the loving, living energy of divinity, and that the greater the realization and expression of love, the freer will be the inflow of that which is needed to carry forward the work. You are working with the energy of love and not with the energy of desire, the reflection or distortion of love. From The Externalization of the Hierarchy, page 335. 5. Just as money has been in the past the instrument of men's selfishness, now it must be the instrument of their goodwill. From Discipleship in the New Age, volume 1, page 166. See also Discipleship in the New Age, volume 1, pages 271 through 273. Also Discipleship in the New Age, volume 2, pages 221 and 225. And Reflective Meditation on Attracting Money for Hierarchical Purposes, Discipleship in the New Age, volume 2, pages 228 through 231.